2018 at 8:09 a.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union Related Senate Chambers on the third floor. Moving to agenda item two, roll call.
Director Batar.
Present.
Assistant Director Hickman.
Present.
Commissioner Fjord.
Present.
Commissioner Fulmer.
Present.
Commissioner Keegan.
Present.
Commissioner Rappel.
Present.
Commissioner Setnin.
Present.
Commissioner Young.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Moving to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item four, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. We'll move into action one. We'll hear, the commission will hear the following emergency funding requests. We'll move into Ben's lacrosse. Commissioner Set.
I recuse myself.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Keenan Christoph, president.
And Tanner Christoph, vice president.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you first tell us about why you're requesting an emergency?
Because we already ordered the shirts. So it was supposed to be this weekend, but it got pushed back. And we already ordered the shirts. And so we kind of needed to be paid off.
So unfortunately, we don't do retroactive funding. And so since you've already actively placed the order, that would constitute as a retroactive event.
Okay.
So we're not going to be able to hear. Is that the only thing on your application?
I never actually saw our application.
So unfortunately, it looks like that's all that's on there.
Okay.
So since the shirts have already been ordered, we're not going to be able to find it.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Here we go.
Okay.
To Nevada Tennis on campus. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Kathleen, president.
Adam, vice president.
Awesome. Did we get a proxy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And can you tell us why you're requesting emergency?
So our team's qualified to go to sectionals this year, and we've never gone before, so we weren't expecting to go.
When is the?
It starts tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at Stanford.
You qualified, I'm assuming, within the. So this just came up, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like USTA said that we had qualified this year,
uh-huh.
And we haven't qualified the past years.
So you were unable to record.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked good. I just have to break it down by going and coming back instead of round trip.
And did you submit travel paperwork and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I moved to change line item number two. Item name gas car one going. Quantity 252. Unit price stays the same. Change line three to item named gas car one coming back. Quantity 252. Unit price stays the same. Add line item number four, gas car two going. Quantity 252. Unit price 0.272512. Add line item number five, item named gas car two coming back. Quantity 252. Unit price 0.272512 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
F-335-82. I move to approve Nevada Tennis on campus for their emergency travel application in the amount of $335.82.
Seconded by Commissioner Fiore. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations. Please see Jeff.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Chris. We'll move and to Nevada Women's Lacrosse. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Victoria Winter, President.
Emma Thacken, Treasurer.
And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us why you're requesting emergency?
So our event, it's hosted with the boys team, and the original dates that we had planned were the 3rd, 4th, and 17-18. So that was planned after Fall 1 and like right before Fall 2, which is typically like today. So we did emergency, but since we ended up moving our whole event to December, we just are still here because we submitted the app.
Okay, yeah. So what, since your event's in December?
Yeah.
So what, the funding hearing will be next? So clearly you've submitted it. So
yeah.
The funding hearing will be next Friday.
So even if we already submitted emergency?
So as long as you've submitted the application, we can, Assistant Director Hickman can make note of that.
And throw
just,
it in the fall
just
two?
Do it as a fall two.
Okay.
Regular travel, or on-campus group specific application.
Okay. So it's better to do it that
Yeah, because it wouldn't constitute an emergency.
Okay.
Commissioner Rico.
Since your event is co-sponsored with Men's Lacrosse, did you also already order these t-shirts?
No, our order was contingent on whether or not we receive funding. Since we moved to December, we were like, hold on, let's figure this out.
Okay. So just make sure, because I did email Victoria, regarding like the design for
Right, and Chase said he sent you the logos.
Is it the same thing?
Yeah, we're
Oh, okay.
using the same shirts, we're just doing separate orders based on girls versus boys.
Oh, okay. And then we'll just need that for sort of a few months.
Okay, and we asked Paula down in the wolf shop for it, and she hasn't gotten back to us.
Okay, you should be able to, she should email you back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So we'll see you for fall two.
Yeah, you'll get an email when the agenda goes up.
Awesome.
All right, have a good one. Thank you. We'll move into action two. Commission will hear the following operations requests. We'll move into cabinet ambassadors. Undergraduate Behavior Analysis Club. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
I'm Casey Kerrigan, and I'm the president.
I'm Elizabeth, I'm the vice president.
Awesome, did we get the proxies?
Yes.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your operations request?
It's just for a monthly meeting for the club, just to discuss where the club's at, where we're going, and the funding's just for
So it's not open to outside students, only people who are members of the club?
Correct.
Who get the food? Okay, so according to our policy manual, unfortunately, we cannot fund closed club meetings. And I know you guys had two applications that were in the same amount for different club meetings, and unfortunately that's not something that...
Does it qualify? So we sent out an email to the entire psych department?
Mm-hmm.
Is that open it?
So the... Will you pull up the policy manual?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we don't fund food for club meetings. That's explicitly what it says.
Yeah, under section 13, the actual like statement says food and beverage will not be funded for club meetings or closed dinners / catering for club members.
Did that change since last semester?
No. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So we're kind of recruiting too via this email. Would that count as like open?
So if it's a recruitment, if it's an open recruitment event where students are actively you're making an active effort to recruit new students into your club, then that would qualify as a recruitment event. But
okay.
If it's just a club meeting, we don't fund food for those events.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, if you want to explain.
So we have most of our active club members showing up, but we're hoping to get new members as well. And that's why we're kind of using the Porta Subs is please come check out our meeting kind of thing.
And that's why we're emailing the whole psych department, because the majority of them aren't in our club, so. We're emailing out besides just within the club.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. So everything else on the application looked good. That was just the only concern was that. So if it's a recruitment event, then that is something that we're able to fund. for the first one. I don't know about the second one, but I move to approve Undergraduate Behavior Analysis Club for their operations application in the amount of $123.
Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. We'll move into your next application.
Yeah.
If you could explain this.
Is this for the following meeting?
Yeah, they're both for just like separate club meetings. This is the same like kind of setup where you're gonna email everyone as well,
yeah.
Then? Okay.
So it's a recruitment event also?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Then I move to approve the Undergraduate Behavior Analysis Club for their operations application in the amount of $123.
Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those Commissioner Fulmer.
I just wanted to make you guys aware that also in our policy manual, it says we can only fund 3 recruitment events per semester. So you guys are at 2 now.
Yeah.
So just kind of keep that in mind moving forward.
Okay. Commissioner Rector.
When are these meetings?
So one is November 8th, so next week, and then one is December 6th.
Oh, okay.
Was it not on that?
No, because it said October meeting.
I think one of them was from our previous one then. I think there was this application that it was the last meeting that you guys had, and that emergency funding for like an hour, and we had to leave.
Oh,
so that's probably why it's still on there.
Okay.
All
right. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. This is Jeff. We'll move into Pam Horn.
$1,000 to pay for our national conference dues. So we're sending 4 of our new members out to Colorado, and this conference is meant to really acclimate our new members as individuals within the Greek community, and they learn skills kind of like not to only build upon their own experience in our chapter, but skills to really help improve Greek life here. And like really make themselves actual role models and individuals that can contribute to the system within UNR.
And how do you pick those 4 new members who go?
Just oh, they were just available.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's open to like any new members
okay.
for like the first 2 semesters of membership are able to go to that, and so anyone that wants to go can go, and we offer to like pay their way basically.
Nice. And then, just so you're aware, you know this the cap on the ops is 1,000, so it won't be set until the next season.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who reviewed this? Commissioner Seth.
Mike, a director of charge said the cap is 1,000, and you provided supporting documents that showed that it totaled out to $921.61. So, would you?
Is the how is it split up on the supporting documents? Is it one fee?
Yeah, each traveler. Leaving and coming back is $230.40.
Okay, so just split it up like that and then approve them at whatever. You can
okay.
approve them at the top.
So they have to, I have to do flights coming and going to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless, no, if the supporting document shows it as a round trip, you don't have to.
Okay.
Did you just round to the 1,000?
We did 1,000 just to kind of be safe because we knew our funding hearing wasn't going to be for a little bit, so
we
knew flights have already gone up. But
do you have the way we we only funded based on like supporting docs. So if you had like the new flights, we would be able to change it. But since we don't, whatever is on the spreadsheet is what we can. Fund.
That's completely fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay.
It's close enough.
Okay.
To what we. Looking for
cool.
We
awesome.
knew there was going to be a cap at how much we could get for that anyway, so we were very pretty close to that.
Awesome.
So I'm just going to, can I change just the one line item?
Yeah.
Okay.
Commissioner Sin.
I move to change non-food item line number 1, flights, from the unit price of $250 to $230.40. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Sedman.
I move to approve Sigma Tau Gamma and their operations application amount of $921.60.
Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstention. Motion carries. Congratulations. Please see Jeff before you. Commissioner Raquel.
Have you guys done travel paperwork?
We have, but we just were not comfortable doing the 60-40 split. So that's why we decided to pull out of operations as well as the...
I meant like travel paperwork.
Oh, the travel paperwork?
Yeah.
Not yet.
When's your event?
Next week.
Next week.
Okay, if I were to walk over to the Central Station office right now and start working on the travel paperwork, because I know there's like a...
I wasn't sure if it was like still applicable, because the way it sort of transpired is that we're not paying. Well,
so no matter what, regardless of if you receive funding or not, if you're traveling as a club or organization, you have to...
Okay, well that clears a lot of things up.
We'll move into Pi Tau Sigma. What organ? Oh.
I don't think I've
listed
this yet.
Okay, we can wait. What organization are you?
Dual Multiple Society.
We'll move into Interfraternity Council.
My name is Tristan, and I'm the president.
My name is Kevin, and I am the ASU recruitment coordinator.
Did we get a proxy? Yeah. And are either of you ASU unelected or appointed officials? Can you tell us about your funding request?
We requested funding for a videographer for the National Hazing Prevention Week. We just made a video. He was like shooting videos of us, of the event that we had over the week.
Nice. So the services have been rendered?
So the services started, but the video is still being made. So it's not finished. And this, like, so we requested funding for this before it even, like, began. Uh-huh. But then our hearing was postponed and rescheduled.
Uh-huh.
And then until after the event happened. And so there was, like, a weird, like, time where it was retroactive, but we did apply for it before because we got rescheduled and stuff like that. So now we're here.
So I get that.
Yeah.
But I think since... So what currently, you're paying the videographer to do what?
He was essentially making a video, I guess, raising awareness for the event,
mm-hmm.
and for, like, beyond the event, obviously. And so currently he's just editing the video, so he was taking shots of what we're doing, making a video of, like, us saying things. And now he's, like, in the process of editing it.
Jeff?
What day was the hazing event on?
I don't know. It wasn't just a day. It was, like, a week-long event.
What day was the photographer on campus? The
I want to say September 24th to September
26th. Yeah.
I'm not
really
sure.
I recommend to look up the date of the event. And then to see if the application was submitted prior to the date of the event.
But regardless, it still qualifies as retroactive. So if the services have been rendered, there's nothing we can do. So unfortunately, unless the commission, how do you feel about that? The definition of retroactive. Please read closely. Commissioner Setman.
What if they are paying for the actual video and he hasn't created it yet?
You would have to bring something that showed that $1,000 would be, or whatever you're paying for, has not been completed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So can you look, since it was September, I mean, I understand, like, you were on the agenda, or you submitted, but we're in November, so we had a few meetings in between there. So you submitted the application, it looks like September 18th. So we definitely had a few meetings in between there. I know we did have one meeting that we did cancel, but unfortunately, since the event happened and the rent services were rendered, it qualifies as a retroactive.
So even though we applied before and then we were rescheduled.
So since, why do you know why you weren't placed on the agendas? Because you submitted it the 18th, so I'm assuming. Here, let me pull up some old agendas. Were you not placed on an agenda at all?
We were placed on an agenda, and then I got an email saying that that agenda was canceled, or that meeting was canceled, and we got rescheduled, but we got rescheduled to an agenda or a meeting after the event happened, which was kind of out of our control.
And why didn't you attend that meeting?
Because then we got another email saying that it was retroactive since that meeting was after the event happened.
Right.
And so they just told us not to come.
Yeah. So it would be retroactive. And so now you're coming in to see if you can.
Yeah, exactly. Since, because then we realized that the video was still being made,
mm-hmm.
so then maybe we can make the case that since it's not finished, it's not retroactive.
So we can, that's going to be a decision that they'll have to make. And
okay.
Totally understandable.
Yeah.
So you need to determine if that qualifies as a retroactive since the services started. Commissioner. Commissioner Fulmer.
So I'm looking at the supporting docs, and two of the line items include the editing of the video, and one of the line items is the actual filming of the video. And so since the filming has already been done, I don't think we can fund the filming. However, since the editing has not been done or completed, I think that's something we can fund.
Commissioner Stett.
I think if you're able to prove that he hasn't begun editing, that would be something that we could fund because it hasn't happened yet. But the filming is retroactive. Okay.
Commissioner Rochelle.
But it sounds like he is in the process of editing the video.
Correct, yeah.
And if he already started, then it's again retroactive from that point.
Commissioner Keegan.
True, but he's not dealt with it yet. It's still like in the process.
But the services have been started. So the idea behind a retroactive event is you're supposed to come in, request money, and then based on if you receive your funding, you move forward with an event, you know, or if you decide to pay for it yourself. That's the essence of it. Commissioner Young.
I agree with Keenan. I think that it is retroactive. He's already started editing, so can't fund it.
Commissioner Gary.
I agree with Commissioner Raquel as well, just because it does set precedent as well, so it's something that we kind of have to keep blanket for everyone that retroactive means retroactive.
So we can move to here. We can move to decide whether or not we want to hear this application or not. Trying to figure this out.
We just do a poll.
Okay. So who, just a straw poll, who thinks this qualifies as non-retroactive? Okay, so unfortunately, since the services were rendered, I understand things came up. But the policy is the policy, and we have to keep that in mind. So, unfortunately, we won't be able to hear
you. Do you mind if I ask why that meeting is canceled?
It's agendized, and because it went against Nevada open meeting law, we couldn't host the meeting because it would then be breaking.
What was the first? I didn't hear the first.
We have to follow Nevada open meeting law for all of the ASUN meetings. And so when I was agendizing, I had a mistake on the agenda, and so we had to cancel the meeting because it was going to be violating Nevada open meeting.
Thank you. We'll move into International Business Club.
They're not coming.
What organization are you? Oh, okay. We can hear you.
Instructional displays for educational outreach, ideally to high schools and middle schools, just to display STEM concepts and have fun with kids. The other part of the membership application, or the other part of the application, is membership fees. So through the national organization of Pi Tau Sigma, you're required to pay a fee, and we just don't want our members to have to pay. So we were just hoping that we could get funding through ASUN to do that, to get more members, because right now we have very few members. Yeah.
Who reviews? Commissioner Seddon.
First, I move to relegate the application to the operations tier by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, so there's just a couple changes I have to make on the application because the supporting documents show different prices than the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So I'll just change those. But really quick, do you know how long the four-stroke diesel engine display will last? Like approximately how many years?
I assume, unless it's misused for a long time, I don't know approximately. That's steel, so I think like
okay,
200 years. I'm not sure, but like really long time.
200.
Something like really long because it's steel and it's just a hand crank.
Okay. So our policy for that is if an item lasts more than 3 years, or if it's over $100 and it lasts more than 3 years, it can be considered a capital item, so we'll only fund it to up to $100.
Okay.
It's only $157.67 right now, but because it'll last longer, unless someone wants to look up the expected life of a four-stroke diesel engine display, we'll have to change that to $100 as well.
Okay.
Commissioner said.
I move to change food item line number one from the price of 15, food item line number two from the price of 1523 to 1499. Also change non-food item line number two from price of 1234 to 1199. And change non-food item line number three from the unit price of $157.67 to the price of $100 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion?
Oh.
Is there any
dissent
to the motion?
Yes.
But you can friendly amend your motion.
Yeah, can I amend my motion? Yes.
Yes.
Also, change non-food item line number four membership fees from the price of $40 to $35 by unanimous consent.
Is that a motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
The application run is $557.65.
Commissioner,
I move to approve Pi Tau Sigma's operations application amount of $557.65.
Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Keegan. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, PC Jeff.
Cool. Thanks.
We'll move into dual monster society. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Justin Howell, president.
Dylan Rossley, treasurer.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your request?
We are a newly started club, and we are just requesting operations to get basic materials to run the club. We have everything, the mats, the sleeves, and the deck boxes are to store the other items, which is probably the main point of discussion. We have requested to buy budget beginner decks that are custom made. And to do them, I am buying singles of each card from a online store called TCG Player. It's the best and most reliable way to buy singles instead of just eBay. But because of the nature of TCG Player, they also sell other things, so we and I know on my budget sheet, I only saw the email James sent me last night because it was into my spam for some reason. But the items that I requested were like 48 card deck, but the it is not listed as 48 card decks, so I have just, I sent James last night as soon as I saw it, and a change budget sheet that says 48 items from TCG Player, because that is on what's the supporting documents. So yeah, that's basically our funding request.
So, yeah, I got your email, and I have the updated spreadsheet. But we need to know, unless the commission says otherwise, we need to know exactly what you're spending the money on within the website.
Okay.
So I don't think I can approve the different decks of cards because we don't see the cards themselves.
Okay. So then I can make a new, I can resubmit the funding request for those, but then do I have to individually list every individual card?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay.
So we can fund you for everything else on your spreadsheet, and then you guys can come in and submit another request for next week with all the cards listed.
Okay.
Sorry, it's just policy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But you still want the other items funded?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing on there is the color flyer, and like I said, we just want to get advertising done as soon as possible, so we just put it out of pocket for just flyers.
Okay, so because you paid for it already, you don't need it? Okay,
yeah.
I'll remove it. So I move to strike non-food item line 10. I also move to change non-food item line 1 to a quantity or to an item name of custom game mats count 8 to a quantity of 1, unit price of $111.92 by unanimous consent.
Consent for motion. Seeing that motion carries.
So everything else looks... Oh, I'm sorry. One more thing. I move to strike non-food items lines 2 through 6 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Do you guys have 211.56?
Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner Young.
I move to approve Dual Monster Society's operations application in the amount of $211.56.
Seconded by Commissioner Keegan. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations. We see Jeffrey for you. And if you're going to resubmit, do so as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Is there anyone?
No.
While we wait, we'll move into reports. So I'll move into agenda item 5, report of the director. I just have a few things. So. With renewals, like we mentioned, November 15th is going to be that deadline. So today, in all of your reports, I want each of you to give me an update on where you are with calling or reaching out to all those organizations who are still not fully active, and how we can move forward and make sure we communicate with them. Along with that, how many of you have had your council meetings or are going to soon. So if you can all email me those dates and times or send me a calendar if I just so I'm aware of when they're going to occur. And like I said, I'm hoping all of you will have project updates for me and how that's going. And then we can also talk about strategies for those councils if you'd like and how to make them effective. And then I'll probably do one-on-ones with each of you in the next few weeks, so keep an eye out for an email. We'll sit down and have a conversation and see where we're at. And then, oh, this Sunday, there's a, the JCPenney event. So if we could get as many of you to volunteer as possible, that'd be great. Do all of you have that link? So if you are available, please sign up. Move into agenda item 6 for the assistant director.
I had one-on-one meetings with all of the interns except for two that I need to schedule one of them at Spencer. But those went well. I had productive conversations with them, and all of them have ideas for their projects, so I hope they've shared that with you, or you guys are working on that with them. If you want to touch on that a little bit too in your report, that would be super. End of report.
Move into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. Commissioner Field.
So in terms of club renewals, I had emailed them 2 weeks ago, reminding them of the date, and then I had my intern Ryan go through and email them again as a reminder, and he finished that at the beginning of this week. So on Tuesday, those were all done. So they've been sent 2 emails now with exactly what they were missing, as well as like the deadline. So I'll email them again kind of as we get closer, but they've had a couple reminders, and I've noticed that they've been getting renewed, like I've been getting emails.
Okay.
So I think they're understanding that it's kind of time to do it.
Okay.
The first, so I have on my, I'll send you an email tonight with like the different meetings, but the social political involvement council meeting is on Monday, and then the FSL town hall is on Tuesday, both at 8 p.m. in Raggio 2020. And I actually met with Jeff yesterday, and we came up with, like, I want to make sure that they know that the meeting's worth coming to. So I have created an agenda that I'm going to send out to them this weekend. I'm going to remind them about the dates and then send the agenda so they see that it's, like, it's good to come and, like,
yeah,
be part of it. So on there is, like, about how to request funding, all that kind of stuff, and then kind of, like, what ASUN can do for you type of thing. So I have Ryan coming to those as well, because I want him to hear and come up with a project. Like, if he's not sure what he wants to do yet, hear and then figure out there's a project that he wants to do, like, through the conversations that they have with each other.
Great.
Yeah.
So I think an agenda is a really good idea. So if you want, I would reach out to Commissioner Fiore and see if you can get a copy of her agenda and kind of make one similar to the. Because I think, you know, sending it out to the organizations and giving them kind of what to expect will really incentivize them to come. We'll move into Commissioner Fulmer.
So iLead's officially done. I just got the quote back from Joe for final pricing, which was the same. So that's good. And then I've been kind of working with my intern to go over renewal. So we've been emailing clubs. Not too many of them are emailing us back, which is kind of weird, but we have had several clubs that have responded and are now recognized.
Oh.
As far as council meeting goes, we're still working out a date. Clubs are complicated, so yes.
Please try to fit them ASAP.
Yeah.
Cool. Is that it?
That's it.
Cool. We'll move into Commissioner Keegan.
So in terms of council meeting times, I have scheduled to have mine the last Thursday of every month. I had one last October. It was just a kind of a good one to kind of feel and kind of learn what the kinks were going to be and how to improve on those. I met with Jeff on how to improve on those, and he also gave me the agenda idea, you know, make sure that clubs do not feel like they're wasting their time with that. And then for projects, so Club Lee is coming along very well. I'm very excited about that. We almost have it all done and ready to go. And so I'm going to be presenting a presentation on that to the commission on the 16th. And then I'm also working with Jamie for the Interfaith group. They're like a group outside of Reno. They're going to come here. They want to address like high school youth. So I'm going to reach out to the faith clubs on campus, give them the gift, hopefully get them to sign up for that, because they want all the faiths involved with that. And then I'm working with Kiara on her project. She wants to do some sort of like coalition-wide community service project in the spring, once it gets a little warmer and a little nicer to actually go outside and do stuff. But other than that, I email blasted all the active clubs twice. Got about 7 of them got back to me, so I emailed them telling them what they needed. But now I'm just going through and I'm just individually emailing each club, telling them like, hey, this is what you still need to work on, and not just going through all the ones individually, not as a whole group.
Yeah, so I think that's a good idea too. Please, if you've reached out to coalition-wide, that's great, but I think if you could go through and send each individual club an email about exactly what they're missing, I think that's going to really help them and then help us work with them to get finished through the process. Jeff?
Also, if you need to work on calling them, you can come talk to me to get that information so you can get some calls for them.
And yeah, like, so I've emailed so far about half of them personally, and I say like, hey, if you need help with this, like, come talk to me or email me, and no one's gotten back to me yet, so we'll just see. I'll probably look at calling them next.
We'll move back into the club support funding, and then we'll continue with the program. What club are you?
We're in Nevada Teach STEM.
Okay. We'll move back into agenda item 4 and hear Nevada Teach STEM's operation application. Oh, yes, please. Names and positions in the organization?
I'm Catherine Sweetie, I'm the president.
I'm Hannah Clark, treasurer.
And are either of you ASN elected or appointed officials? Awesome. Can you tell us about your request?
Yes, so we actually put off planning this for a while, so we couldn't apply for it for fall 1. And so we're requesting operations funding for a holding name for all of our club members, just as a change in the normal routine.
Commissioner Keaton.
Yeah, the application was good. All the support docs lined up. Is it open to all students, or is it just like for your club?
It is open to all students. We don't reach all students, because we're a teaching thing, and so even if we try to recruit all students, most people don't come. So it'll probably mostly be club members, but it is open.
It doesn't have to be, because it'd be operation. This would be just a club, so it doesn't have to be a recruitment event since we're not funding food.
Okay. But yeah, the application was all good, so I move to approve Nevada Teach STEM's operations application in the amount of $150.
Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion. Congratulations. Please see Jeff before you leave. We'll move back into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners, and then our Commissioner Raquel's report.
So regarding club renewal, my intern actually compiled all the clubs and what they're missing for each club. So that was super helpful because I was just able to email them over the weekend. I also made a email template for club renewal that explained each step that they're missing. So you could just easily copy and paste that. So if you guys want that, just let me know so I can send it over. And I got about 8 replies, and 8 of them have been renewed. So,
nice.
Yeah. My council meeting is November 30th. It's the last Friday of the month at 12 p.m. in the Senate chambers, the room we're in right now. I will be meeting with ELC on November 16th to just talk about some things, updates, and I'll be bringing Elliot with me to talk more about travel because their advisor really wanted that talk that he did at ILE to do it again for the clubs. And I'm also working with Tri Beta for their Tiny Beta Science Fair in January, and it's it's looking good. So,
what are you working most on?
So, we're just trying to get more club involvement with it, because last year only about 4 clubs participated out of the whole Science and Engineering Coalition. So we're trying to get more push to clubs. So I'm presenting that at our council meeting as well as at ELC to get hopefully more clubs interested in it. And because they're already co-sponsored with ASUM through the Committee of Academics, I'm just working on getting like a photographer for the event, making sure they have everything and stuff like that. So
nice. Awesome. We'll move into Commissioner Setton's report.
Currently, we made lots of progress on the sports and rec club renewal and recognition process. So now we have 16 all renewed and recognized, and that's like huge progress because we were at zero in the beginning. Spencer and I have been or made phone calls as like a first wave of contact, and then we just made a bunch of individual emails last week, so we're pushing really hard for 100% on that. And we just kind of started brainstorming the ideas about how we can make the process easier for next year, either modifying the process for the clubs or just creating a starter pack for next year's commissioner. So we're going to be working with Taylor a lot with that.
Nice. Move into Commissioner Young's report.
So renewals, I sent an email out last week. I didn't get too many responses, so either today or this weekend I'm going to send out the following email just to the same people, and then maybe reach out to Jeff and get some phone numbers, and then my intern will work on, and I will work on calling them. For the council meeting, my council meeting is at 6 p.m. on November 19th in the Joe Room 301. That's just right across from the Senate chambers. My idea for the councils is the first one will be mandatory, so I only have one meeting set up for now. And then as we go forward, I'm going to talk to them all and see if they want it to be mandatory from here on out or if they just want it to be optional. I have not gotten too many responses yet. I think 12 responses, 12 or 13. So I will be emailing them again, reminding them that the council meeting is on that date. My intern and I, she's going to take up the project for next semester of hosting an art fair. So today we're going to kind of get some logistics out of the way and kind of do some step plans. We can work on it over winter break and kind of decide how we want to do it. For all of the commissioners, for like club collaboration, I was working with Amy and Raul. So right now there are coalition web campus pages set up. So I'm meeting with Raul today just to see like what those are, like those consist of, and I'll let you guys all know. If you guys want to use them, it's totally optional, but I'll let you guys know on that. The newsletter is in the process. The WUFU form is also going to be made today. The template is out. I'll share that with you guys. I'm not sure if I'm going to start it in December or I'm just going to start it starting next semester.
I think starting next semester kind of would make more sense. There's a timeline.
Okay. Do you think we should start it right in February or get the information in February?
I would start gathering the information if I were you in December and then set up the January newsletter.
Okay.
So always do the month before.
Sounds good. Then yeah, I'll let you guys know on that. Again, I have some tiers that the commissioners can use, like commissioner announcements, and then if you guys have any like community service events, that will be on there too.
I really want to see a big push from us on community service this next semester, so I think we should make it our goal to have one event in every newsletter that we all attend. So
definitely
utilize it.
One more thing, I have no idea how I'm going to do it or anything, but I kind of had an idea for a policy change. I wanted to change the community service tier to be heard at department meetings. I'm not sure if that's possible yet, so I'd have to talk with you, but I think if that tier is more available, it'll encourage clubs to, you know, go out and serve in community service. Other than that, end of report.
Awesome. We'll move back into agenda item 4 and hear Nevada Women's Rugby Club. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, ma'am. Can I get your names and positions in the organization?
Kristen Montemore, I'm the treasurer.
Jordan Markey, president.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your request?
So we put in funding for rugby shorts. It's part of our uniform. We would like to get them by our first league game, which would be December 1st. They're basically just like shorts for our players.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who did this? Commissioner Keaton.
So we had some back and forth. I know about that for the application. And, I have this question for the commission. So they're requesting shorts. Do we need to add a stipulation that says that the H1 logo is put on shorts, or is that just for shirts?
What does the policy say? I believe it says on all garments, so it would have to be, but double check.
Okay.
Commissioner Fulton.
If club support funding is used to purchase apparel or a table banner, a design must be submitted prior to use of club support funding. Until approval is received, funds may not be used. The ASUN logo must be visibly placed, be no smaller than 2 inches by 2 inches in size for apparel, and no smaller than blah 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 for table banners.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can stipulate to add the ASUN logo. Commissioner Keaton.
I move to add stipulation that the ASUN logo be added to the shorts designs before funding can be used by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent? Seeing none, motion carries. Cool.
Perfect. But other than that, everything was all good. I just want to remind you though that the cap for operations is $1,000 because with the new application, it's now $987, not just $98.
Okay.
So, but with that, I move to approve Nevada Women's Rugby Club operations application in the amount of $987.60.
For a second.
Can I ask a question about the stipulation?
Yes.
So, we just have to get the ASUN logo put on it, and then we can use the funding for the shorts?
Yes.
Okay, so would the funding, like, be put into our account before or after we show you guys a proof of the
shorts? When you go to request to pay for the shorts, you'll just have to submit like an updated logo or updated design that shows the logo on there before they will grant you the club support funding. So the money doesn't actually transfer in your TNT account, but when you pay for it on the credit card, Central Station will make sure they allocate the funds from the correct account, which is our
okay.
account.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Absolutely. Is there any more discussion? Commissioner, or is there a second? Excuse me. Seconded by Commissioner Seton. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Ruckman.
Did you check the first right of refusal for this?
Check the what?
The first right of refusal policy for the wool shop. Where are you getting these shorts from?
I believe it's not from the wool shop,
okay.
That's the question.
Have you ever ordered through them first?
Yeah, we ordered through them last year.
Okay, and how did that go?
It went well, we got the shorts.
Okay, so we have a first right of refusal policy. What that means is that you must order apparel through the wool shop first before using a third party vendor.
Okay.
The only way you could use that third party is if the wool shop denies your request or the unit price is lower or higher than that third party.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay.
Are the shorts blank?
Like, is any design being added?
Are you putting a design on there?
We're not putting these on the shorts, though.
Oh, so you don't need ASUN logo if there's nothing going on. If it's a blank item. It's the same idea as purchasing a blank t-shirt.
I have the design figure, and then there's just the little Canterbury logo on the bottom.
That's what was originally on the shorts. Right?
Yeah. The Canterbury.
Yeah, you're not adding that.
No.
Yeah, it'd be just something that picture sure online.
It only says black t-shirts.
I think so.
I just want to make sure before we go forward with this. What did she say?
Any plain material items in which
will you
not
read that out loud?
Yeah. Any plain material item in which will not have a design logo or other promotional items screen printed or embroidered on the material are exempt from the ASN logo requirement.
So scratch that.
Okay.
So there's a few things. One, we have to remove the stipulation. Two, we have to add the first right refusal stipulation. We are in a motion, but we can make a motion within a motion. Commissioner Fulman.
I move to remove the stipulation from this application and to add a stipulation that this club must attempt to go through the workshop before funds can be used for the end of this consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
The ASUN logo is like, we don't need that, but we have to go through the workshop.
Right, so you have to attempt to go through the workshop to buy your shorts, and then if not,
And then you just need like proof of that, so whether it be like an email stating like they can't do the shorts or comparing like the unit prices would work, yeah.
Is there any more discussion on the motion to approve? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, PC Jeff. Thank you. We'll move into Nevada Advertising Club. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Can we get your names and positions in the organization, please?
Alyssa Brown, our treasurer.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Rubin, president.
You have a person?
Yes.
And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed? Can you tell us about your request?
So this meeting is actually going to move to the 14th of November, but we're having local professionals come in to kind of teach students like what professionals are looking for in portfolios. So when they go to apply for internships and apply for jobs, they have a portfolio that's ready and what they're looking for.
Awesome. Who reviewed it? Commissioner Keith.
So this is the application.
Yeah.
So we're allowed to do that.
So if it's if you look in the policy, there's a specific area that says lecture or speaker. So that would qualify.
Okay. Other than that, though, the application is all good. So I move to approve advertising clubs operations application in the amount of $32.
There's a second. Seconded by Commissioner Martell. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, PC Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll move into agenda item 8, approval of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 5th, October 12th, and October 19th by unanimous consent. Commissioner Jeff.
So moved.
Oh, no. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We'll move into agenda item 9, remarks. Did anyone hear from Kavner?
No, I reviewed the application. I didn't
hear
from them.
No? Okay. Will you just reach out to them, letting them know, hey,
yep.
And if they want to be on the funding hearing agenda, please find out and then let Commissioner or Assistant Director Hickman know.
Okay.
And then same goes for Nevada Cyber Club. Did we hear from them? Who reviewed their app? Can you reach out to them and do the same? And then Association for Computing Machinery?
I'll reach out to them.
Cool. Move into agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So a couple things. I'm having issues with SAAB. You don't have to do any kind of like immediate aggressive action, but a lot of the clubs aren't submitting their weekly meetings through SAAB. Just to make it clear for you all when you're talking to your organizations, any club or organization event, period, that's happening, goes through SCAB. That does not mean that they actually have to go to an SAB meeting, but it does mean that they're reporting where they're going to be at what time on campus. Scheduling services, they only schedule organizations that submit an SCAB on campus. So they have to go through SAB to reserve any space on campus besides the student union, okay? The Joe Crowley Student Union has their separate scheduling system on their website. So those clubs who want to do have a meeting or an event or a tabling, they do the SCAB form and the Joe Crowley reservation form, okay? Some of those organizations are just doing the Joe Crowley reservation form and not the SCAB, okay? Second thing is club lead is going to be going live at the end of this month. I'm already scheduled with Keenan to go to his coalition meeting to talk about Club Lead. Just real fast, Club Lead is a new recognition program for clubs and organizations who are committing to civic engagement. They will be recognized at the CLDE breakfast at the end of the year with the Center for Student Engagement, and we have some awesome awards to give them. I can't go into details on the record right now as to what those are because they're not finalized yet. But I do want to talk to you individually more details about what that looks like and the process. So that way, if you would like to fill your coalition meeting up with something, that's a presentation I'll have prepared. Okay? That's it.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there any further public comment? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 11, adjournment. I'm seeking a motion to adjourn this meeting at 9:15 a.m. through unanimous consent. Commissioner Raquel?
So moved.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. I adjourn this meeting at 9:15.